This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We have a great show lined up for you, a lot of news that came out this last week. To kick off the show, I have the Golden Opportunities editor and founder, Brian Lundin. He is joining us to focus on the moves in gold. Brian, what's your takeaway from what we saw this last week with the initial downward move and then pop that gold saw after the Fed pushed back their rate increases? How did it leave you feeling at the end of this week?
Well, Corey, I feel a lot better about gold, and I think a lot of people do. You know, through the first 2.5 months or so of this rally this year, gold was moving really on U.S. economic weakness and the possibility that the Fed would not be able to raise rates or keep on the same trajectory that it wanted to in rate hikes, and perhaps even have to go back toward easing or even negative interest rates. So that was a big impetus, the big driver, dynamic behind the gold run. And then we started getting somewhat better, or not quite as bad, economic data in the U.S., and it seemed like the Fed could be getting back onto its campaign of rate hikes. Then we had the meeting on Wednesday, and Yellen and company basically just abdicated. You know, people are saying that they can't even say for a straight face anymore that they're data dependent, because the data, according to the standards that they had set, has come in time and again and argued for some normalization of interest rates. And it just doesn't seem like the Fed has the guts to do it. Given everything that's going on elsewhere in the world, the Fed is just gun shy and doesn't feel like it has the room to raise rates. And that's tremendously bullish for gold.
Well, it was interesting hearing the Fed come out. Everybody, I think, expected there not to be a rate hike, but they didn't expect how dovish the Fed was in Yellen's press conference and even in their statements, simply because, as you mentioned, the data, if they truly are data dependent, was with them to raise rates. And they clearly are concerned about what's going on around the world and the volatility in the markets. And that is lending a buy to gold. But also, how much of a role do you think that these negative interest rates, or at least this narrative around potential negative interest rates, is having for a driver of the gold price?
Oh, I think it's tremendous. I was one of the first, if not the first, to really bring this topic up. When the Fed had their first rate hike in mid-December, right after that, I issued an alert and told people, don't be fooled by this. The next big topic that people are going to be talking about is not when is the next rate hike, but will the Fed have to resort to negative interest rates? And sure enough, that became the big issue. And what people have realized is that in an environment of negative interest rates, the Fed and central banks are forcing you to take your money out of your bank account and do something with it, anything with it. Now, what people will do is they'll stuff it in their mattresses. You can't buy a safe in Japan right now after they've instituted negative interest rates. And they're going to go to gold. On a relative basis, this monetary policy forces people to put their money into proxies for cash or proxies for savings, and there's no better such proxy than gold and silver.
Well, we all know from the beginning gold is a great wealth preserver, and people clearly are. Well, the argument against gold is that it doesn't pay interest, but now if you're negative interest on your bank account, then that argument is completely out the window. But
right.
I do want to talk about the market depth in gold, because even though we have seen a nice appreciating gold price throughout this year, we still, I would argue, don't have investors chasing this higher and diving in. It feels like a lot of people are still on the outside looking in. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, that's a good point, Corey. You know, we live in this echo chamber, tend to. You know, we think everybody thinks the way we do. We think everybody has the knowledge and is looking at the market like we are.
Everybody wakes up in the morning and checks the gold price.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, interestingly, I was on a webinar a couple of weeks ago with Peter Schiff and Brent Cook and Mike Larson of the Weiss Group, and Peter was saying that in his bullion company, his gold bullion company, people are still calling in and trying to sell their holdings because they say the gold's stuck in a bear market, and they haven't been watching the price, and they have no idea of this rally that had been going on for the last, you know, 3 months. And so, you know, it really hasn't hit the public at large yet, even people who have bought gold in the market and have actively sought out gold investments. They're really not aware of this rally. So there's a lot of potential buying that's still on the sidelines, even though the pros have been talking about gold and moving more into gold, at least through the paper gold markets.
Well, and one of the aspects with gold, too, is it seems like a higher price brings in more demand, which is contradictory in some ways, but when you follow the gold market, it does make sense. And you can see when the gold price is moving up, you have articles on gold on every major media news source. And right now, you can scan through Bloomberg, MarketWatch, CNBC, what have you, and it can sometimes be hard to find a gold price. So it's one of those things where I still think a lot of people are watching the price, but do you have a level that you're looking at that you think people might start chasing this higher? Is it a nice round number, like a 1,300, or is it much higher than that?
Well, I think it's more time than anything. You have to have it in the news and the headlines for a while to get the broader public involved. I think we're still early. From a standpoint of validating this rally as something more than just another early year rally that'll fizzle out, my view has been that we need to get well into April from a time standpoint. And from a degree standpoint, we need to get somewhere in the mid-1300s to show that this isn't just the kind of a thing, really like the kind of a rally we had in 2014, where it made it into early March and a level of about $1,385 and then quickly fizzled out. So we need to just get a bit further before I'll be convinced that this really is, you know, the lift off the long-term bottom.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brian, let's quickly get your comments on the stocks, because some of the precious metal stocks have moved quite nicely. When you and I were at PDAC a couple of weeks ago, some stocks had doubled just over the last month and a half before that conference. What's your outlook for some of the equities?
Well, there are some that have not moved yet, very few, increasingly small number. And some have come back from those highs, but again, it's still early, and the profit potential for these companies is really remarkable. The average gold stock still has to go up by about four times just to get to the previous highs, assuming you don't exceed those previous highs in the gold stock indices. And of course, we know that the biggest winners are going to go up, you know, 10, 20 times over. So it's still early. It's more of a stock picker's market right now, and you have to be careful. But we're coming out with some new recommendations in Gold Newsletter next month, actually. So there are a few stocks out there that I think represent extraordinary opportunities even after this move.
Well, Brian, I always appreciate your insights into the market, and I look forward to reading up on some of those recommendations that you're coming out with. We will definitely have you on the show to cover those as well. So, Brian, thank you for your time. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back with Abby Gilbert talking technicals in not only the gold sector, but also some other assets.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition, we're going to talk about technicals with Avi Gilbert. Avi, let's first kick it off by talking about the precious metals, but as we were talking about off mic, you would much rather talk about GDX rather than, let's say, GLD or gold or silver. Can you explain why first, please?
Well, I can interpret both of those in the exact same way that I'm seeing the GDX, but the GDX has a much cleaner setup for what I'm looking for right now. So that's why I think the GDX may be a better guide overall.
So what's the GDX setting up for you? Are you bullish, bearish? Where do you think it's going?
Well, here's the thing. I initially was looking for us to top out in this region and then consolidate for several weeks, if not maybe a month or two, maybe into May before we start on the next big leg higher. But with the action I've seen over the last couple of days, I have an interpretation that, I mean, I even looked at and said, you know, this is a little ridiculous, but it's certainly on the chart, so I'll give you the setup for it. As long as the GDX stays over the 1970 region, which we pulled back close to pre-market, we were looking for that pullback, but as long as we stay over the 1970 region on the GDX, the upside next resistance is 2185 to 2225. If we move through that resistance, through 2225, then that 2180 becomes support, and we have a straight shot to 2525. If we breach 2525 strongly, then we're not stopping until we're going to 36 to 41. That's the next bigger target region on the GDX. So there's really an uber bullish setup in place, but because of how far we've come so fast, I'm really going to have to take this one step at a time.
Well, that's a huge move. If we get up into that 40 level, that's a double pretty much from where we're at right now. And I think
exactly.
The important...
And that's why I'm trading this very carefully, because it seems a little bit too much too fast.
Is it almost
a little...
But the
setup is certainly in place.
So is it almost a little bit too good to be true type of thing? You shy away from those type of trades?
Oh, no. You just trade it with stops.
Okay. Well, I think the important takeaway here, too, is if it gets through this first target that you set out, you're saying that that's a point of support then. So it sounds like GDX is a pretty strong market in your eyes right now.
The potential surely exists for it to really break out strongly. We're taking it one step at a time because it's come very far, very fast, but the potential still exists right in front of me, and I don't want to ignore that.
Now, could these breakouts happen almost day after day? Obviously, some of the big moves would take a bit of time, but would you think that this happens quickly?
If this happens, if we're going to get the breakout, then the breakout to 2525 should be seen early next week.
Okay. Wow, that is a pretty quick breakout. And you would, as it's moving up, trail your stops behind that?
Absolutely. We have fib levels that we move our stops up to, because if we come back and break down one of the fib levels as we move up, it's usually something like a 70 or 80% invalidation point. So we go with the probabilities, and we'd stop out and bank the profits on most of it there.
Okay. Avi, let's switch it up. Talk about the conventional markets, the U.S. equity markets here. With the move that we have seen in the S&P and the Dow over the last couple of days, they are technically positive for the year. How is it setting up on your chart?
Well, if you remember, I think the last time we spoke was 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I was saying that, you know, I see a setup here that can potentially take us back to the all-time highs in the SPX, even though most didn't believe me at the time. And right now, you know, we still have that setup in place. But up here, right before this weekend, I'm telling my folks to dial back on their equity exposure. We're in a series of what we call, in Elliott Wave terminology, a series of fours and fives, which means mostly whipsaw. And at each pullback, as long as we hold support, we'll be going up to the next higher level. But it's more of a stair-step type of way that we can get up to the prior all-time highs. The issue is, if we break down a support before we hit the all-time high again, then that potentially would set us up to remain in a correction for a good part of the rest of 2016. So we're going to be trading this very, very cautiously over the next month. And if a support breaks during that period of time on any of these pullbacks, it's telling me we're going to go back down into the 1800s. And if that holds, we go back up to 2080. And then I'm not going to use the word crash, but we're going to have a significant decline that'll take us down into the 1700s.
So this sounds like if you are trading it, you need to be actively watching what's happening, because even if Absolutely. You do have those stops in there, sometimes you just need to get out fully.
Absolutely. We are, right now, we're dialing back our equity exposure that we put on a bunch of weeks ago. All we're doing right now is mostly day trading, because we want to assure ourselves of the cash in our accounts at the end of the day, and not wake up to a big breakdown. So until I am assured of getting all five waves off the February low in place, going into early May, which is what it looks like it'll take, then I'm going to make sure that we have less exposure. And once I have a confirmation that we have a significant bottom in place, I'm going to be looking to go heavily long in the summer, which is where I expect the breakout over 2150, and I'm looking for 2500 to 2600 in that setup. But we're still quite a ways from confirming that.
So that breakout up to 2500, 2600, that's kind of the euphoria final bubble stage, would you think?
It could be. I will tell you that once we get up over 2500, I will be telling everybody to completely come out of the market at that point. Ideally, I still think we can go all the way up to over 3,000 by the year 2020, but there comes a point where you say pigs can get slaughtered, and I don't want to be a pig up there.
Yep. Okay, I completely understand that. Let's wrap this up by talking about the U.S. dollar. Since the Fed announcement, we've had a couple pretty bad days, Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, for the most part, stabilized. At least it didn't move down heavily. It moved up just a little bit. What are your charts telling you about the U.S. dollar?
Well, I was completely wrong about the U.S. dollar 2 weeks ago. I was looking for the U.S. dollar to hold the 95-25 region and head back up to 101 and even a little higher. I was completely wrong about that. But I still believe either we're going to be getting a rally up to there over the next several months starting out, or we're just going to be dormant. The dollar is going to be dormant for the rest of 2016 into 2017 and just continuing to chop sideways.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continue to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. We've got Dana Lyons with us on the line right now. Dana is in the brokerage business along with his dad back in Illinois. They have a great little firm, and they have a great newsletter that comes out that I get on a regular basis. I've got a lot of time for Dana. They are not necessarily fundamental analysts. They are very definitely chartists and some of the best in the world. Dana, if you don't mind, I'd like to start out talking about precious metals. Gold right now, as we're recording here pretty much at the end of the week, is showing some strength, but it's not showing the strength that are making a lot of people believers in a magnificent bull market right around the corner. What do you guys think?
I'd have to agree with you, Al. You can call us maybe perhaps skeptics on the emerging precious metals move off of the lows that we saw a couple months ago. Perhaps that means there's more to go in this rally, considering we're skeptics, and there are quite a few of us out there. I will say I'm impressed with the short-term momentum and some of the technical levels that have been recaptured. So if I was long, perhaps I'd be holding it with some tighter stops in place. But as far as the longer term, it still remains to be seen as far as our longer-term picture is on precious metals.
Dana, can you provide us with some insight on some of the higher levels, some of the higher resistance levels that you guys are watching closely?
We were looking for more downside, to be honest with you, before this move emerged. That's one reason that we're a little bit skeptical about the emergence, but it doesn't always unfold like you might expect. So I respect the price movement right now, and like I said, I would continue to hold if I'm in that long trade, but again, with tight stops. So as far as upside technical levels, I'm looking at around 1270 roughly, And if we get above there convincingly, I'd be looking up towards the 1400 level. So those are some major, two of the major levels that I'd be looking at right now.
I think if there was a strong move above where we are right now, I would probably be in your camp. But, you know, I'm not really seeing huge strength right now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but as of this recording, we're only up about 9 points from a recent high. That's not a big deal.
We're in your camp on that as well. We're seeing, like I said, it wasn't a traditional bottom that was formed, you know, late last year and early this year. So we're a little bit skeptical about the sustainability of that. Like I said, in the short term, I'd probably be holding it with some tight stops in place. But I agree with you as far as the metal is concerned that we're not seeing that explosive trend-changing type of move that one might expect when the big one does occur. Now, I would say, and we've discussed this in the past, if you're talking about gold miners, I would say that might be a different story. They might have put in a convincing long-term bottom in our view. And that's something I guess we talked about back in January as the miners had broken down to all-time lows and then quickly recovered, and we've seen quite a move off of that level. So we're a little more convinced as far as gold miners, but not totally as far as the metal is concerned.
Sounds like you guys are still looking for kind of a choppy move in gold, albeit it might be a little bit more choppy to the upside rather than downside from what we have been seeing. Dana, let's switch focus and talk about the oil price. We've seen quite a move in oil from mid-February up to where we are now, just below the $40 a barrel level for crude. Do you see these daily swings of almost a dollar slowing down a little bit and a bit more stability coming to the market?
You know, this has been the commodity of focus and the asset of focus over the last, you know, several months, of course. I think based on one data point that we've noticed yesterday, there might be a little more stability, might see a little more boringness out of the oil market versus what we've been seeing, you know, over the last several months. What we noticed yesterday was the oil volatility index, which measures the expected volatility on the USO, which an ETF that tracks the oil price. What we saw was a convincing breakdown below the uptrend that has been in place in the oil volatility index since, you know, since oil topped out in June of 2014. So we've seen, even as the price of oil has moved up over the last couple months or so, we've seen the volatility index on oil kind of sticky and staying fairly high, meaning people are still quite uncertain and expecting more volatility. What we saw yesterday, and this occurred early in the day before the Fed action, we saw the oil volatility index breaking down convincingly below that uptrend that's been in place. So there might be some relief as far as the volatility in oil prices going forward from here.
You know, it's interesting, we've got a number of commentators, as you know, on our show, regular commentaries, Doc Postma, Rick Ackerman, Chris Temple, you know, a group of very, very bright guys, and both Rick and Doc are excellent technicians from a fundamental standpoint. Chris is very, very good. Interestingly enough, Doc is very adamant about seeing oil not really going, as they say in our business, in the promotional community, to the moon. He thinks that oil is going to remain pretty weak. And I have to say, I'm kind of still in that camp. I think it's a great investment if your horizon is long-term or even on the longer end of mid-term. But short-term, man, I don't think so.
Yeah, when I mentioned the oil volatility index being less volatile, I truly mean less volatile. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily, you know, going to skyrocket. The price of oil is going to skyrocket and bring down volatility that way. It might be, you know, that it's range bound here and that's going to chop around, and perhaps we've seen the lows, but we may not be off to, you know, the moon. So the indication, though, is that volatility is going to be somewhat depressed versus what it's been, you know, over the last several months and years, perhaps. So we might be not be off to the races. I don't know. I have a better read on probably volatility coming down rather than any longer term direction in the price of oil. So I wouldn't disagree with you.
So, Dana, the big news that we saw this last week obviously came from the Fed not raising interest rates, which didn't surprise anybody, but they were a bit more dovish than I think some people expected. We saw gold move nicely higher. Oil got a buy on that. Also, the U.S. dollar really started to break down. What was your biggest takeaway from what happened with the Fed announcement and the market moves we've seen?
Well, to be honest, we try to divorce ourselves from the Fed stuff and the central bank stuff and, you know, that what has become kind of a circus as far as, you know, focusing on central bank action and monetary policy relative to what the markets are going to do and how they're going to react. So we found a much better use of our time to focus on prices and market metrics rather than trying to predict what the Fed's going to do or say and what the prices are going to do as a result of what the Fed does or say. So I will say it's no surprise that they've kind of pivoted back more dovish again, considering the volatility that the markets went through since they raised rates in December. So we're not shocked to see them cave to the markets and adopt that stance again. But again, we're not going to lose sleep over what they do or don't do. We're just going to go about our business and read the objective metrics and tea leaves, so to speak.
Tell us about your firm, and is your newsletter available to our listeners?
Yeah, it's definitely. We have a free newsletter. Our firm, J Lyons Fund Management Incorporated. So you can go to our website, jlfmi.com, stands for J Lyons Fund Management Incorporated, and you can sign up for a free newsletter there. We also have a blog at jlfmi.tumblr.com where we put more frequent posts on, and we're also on Twitter at jlinesfundmgmt. You can find us there.
Dana, we always appreciate your time, sharing some of your thoughts with us. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back with Sean Broderick from the Oxford Club.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back. I have on the line with me Sean Broderick, a editor, writer for EnergyAndResourceDigest.com and also the website InvestmentU.com. Sean, it's been a little while since we have had you on the show last, so I want to start it off by talking about what we've been seeing so far in 2016 in terms of gold. A nice uptrend has been established since what some people are calling the final lows back in December. What's your general takeaway from what we have seen so far this year?
Yeah, well, that's something that I've really been noticing and also playing with my subscribers, to people who read investmentu.com, energy and resources, digest.com. I mean, I like put some ticks in January 16th because I thought things were looking good. But on the 19th, we really saw a move higher in gold that just seems to be keep going and going. And so, you know, it is much better to be lucky than smart. And everything we've been adding since then has been quite good. There's a bunch of things going on, but really it comes down to the global central banks. What they're doing is we seem to be in some kind of currency devaluation situation where it's actually competitive. You know, as they lower their interest rates more and more, we have Japan and many countries across Europe are now into negative rates. While the banks haven't passed that through to their customers yet, people are actually worried about that. And so they're starting to take action and they're starting to pick up gold to actually protect themselves against that. Because if the banks do pass through negative rates, let's say you have $1 million in the bank and you have a negative 2% interest rate, even though you don't touch your money, over the course of a year, you'll lose $20,000. Here in the U.S., we just this week saw the U.S. Federal Reserve change its mind on how many interest rate hikes it is going to have this year. Probably two now, down from four. And that is really helping put a fire under the price of gold, under the price of silver. Also, and this is, again, more of a currency thing, I think people in China are really worried that their currency will be devalued by the government to bring it more in line with how it actually should be valued and not at the peg where it is now. And so I think people over there are probably loading up on gold. Also, gold is a good way to get money out of the country if your government, which only allows you to take $50,000 a year out of the country, that's that's what the Chinese government does. So there's a lot of forces in there. And there's one last one, which I have to mention, which is we seem to be hitting peak gold. We saw actual gold produced by mines only rose 1% last year. It's expected to fall 3 to 4% this year. That's happening at the same time that we're seeing more demand for any of the reasons that I just mentioned. So you have a supply-demand squeeze. You have the central banks just doing weird things with the interest rates and all that. And those kinds of things are really coming together. It looks like it's going to be a great year for gold. Now, we have been fooled before. And, of course, you don't want to jump the gun whole hog. But one last thing to consider is we've had a 4.5-year-long bear market in gold. And things have just been ground down to dust. So if you're looking for value, again, the gold area and also silver, other precious metals, this is an area where you can find some real values. And I think that's what some people are also doing.
Now, Sean, negative interest rates are obviously one of the largest drivers of a gold price, that and potentially even the fear trade when people want to argue that aspect, and the continued central banks around the world movement towards negative interest rates are obviously supporting this move up. But do you think as we progress through this year that we could see a gold price exploding higher, or do you still think that there is a lot of doubt in the market, which will make it a choppier move?
Well, I think there's a lot of doubt which will make it choppier. One thing that would change that is if we start to see inflation expectations change, because, you know, we've had no inflation for quite some time. But lately it started to creep up. If we start to see inflation advance pretty quickly, and I'm not saying that's happening, but if we did, I think that could change the gold market rather quickly, because that's one thing that's really been missing from the recipe right now, is there really aren't inflation expectations. So if that happens, you know, things could really head higher. I think that could be quite an explosive move and one that I would like to be on board for.
Well, we have seen inflation start to pick up, and I think a lot of that is also due to a bottoming in commodities, especially gold. We've also seen copper start to make a move. We have seen oil appreciate about 30 or 40% from the low it put in. So these resources must be helping out this inflation expectation, but we all know how volatile these resources have been. So it is hard to fully get on board with the inflation argument, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But I'm glad you mentioned our old friend Dr. Copper, who does keep his finger on the pulse of the global economy. And you know what? He's saying things are heating up. And so we've had a situation where the global central banks have just been pumping money into their systems, not really seeing inflation, which is weird, right? I mean, we should see some inflationary stuff from that.
You would think.
The fact that it does not help them really tells you that the global economy is weak. But what if the economy is actually getting better? In that case, all that money that they pumped in, which is sloshing around, you know, that could start to be put to work, and then you can see the inflationary aspect of it. So I think that that is something people really might want to keep an eye on, because if we do start to see inflation, things could take off. I like copper here. Copper looks good. I like zinc. You know, I mean, there are some metals which were just ignored for the longest time. I don't know whether to like iron yet. You know, we saw that huge move in iron, but how much of that was speculation? How much is, you know, market forces finally actually moving in to click into a thing that was not really ruled by the market before? And so it's kind of weird. I think that we just have to keep our eyes on it. But, yeah, watch inflation, because if you start to see that pick up, you could see some real interest in the sector really fast. And one thing we have to keep in mind, many people still hate gold. After all that's happened, you know, you keep seeing the naysayers coming out and saying, oh, gold is stupid, it pays no interest. Well, guess what? There are many accounts in Europe that don't pay any interest now either.
Exactly.
So keep your eye on that. But when the ignition comes, it could be quite big. Otherwise, if we don't get inflation, then, yeah, I would expect kind of a choppy, zigzag move higher. Not anything really to get too excited about. But, again, there are plenty of producing miners which are trading for dirt cheap. And yeah, some of them have had good runs, but some of them are still plenty cheap. And so I think you can do pretty well.
So, Sean, if for those people who are on board with the argument that the precious metals especially will continue this uptrend and the lows have been put in, how are you telling your subscribers to play it, potentially giving some stocks?
Well, I just put the subscribers into First Majestic Silver. I like silver more than gold right here, or I should say even more than gold, just because it was beaten down with a sledgehammer for so long, you know. And especially those miners which have been very successful at cutting their costs, First Majestic is one, then those are the ones which are really leveraged to the coming price appreciation in gold and in silver. I mean, because suddenly their profit margins can just widen to Grand Canyon-sized proportions, right? And so when that happens, you know, things can look really, really good, and so things can really take off. That would be one. Other ones that we've also moved into, well, we're in Royal Gold, which is probably a larger name than your subscribers, you know, actually like to look at. But I would point out that, you know, streamers, in this kind of situation, can really be doing extraordinarily well. So if you want to look at one of the smaller streamers, fine, but I have no problem with Royal Gold.
Well, even that being said, Sean, we have started to expand a lot of the stocks we've been looking at simply because the good-performing stocks have been these mid-cap miners that have been able to make money. And we just saw a recent one, Claude, get taken out. It's just a long line of miners that have been doing well, shining a good light on the market. What can you say as a takeaway for investors trying to play these markets right now?
Yeah, well, we've seen a great rally this week, but I know people get anxious and they want to just pick things up because, you know, when am I going to get this chance? Again, we always have pullbacks, and so just wait for that pullback. Make your shopping list. We'll have a pullback, and we'll say, okay, that's it for gold and silver. That was a nice run. It's done. You know it's not done. We've seen a real fundamental shift in the market, and so when that pullback comes, and it will come, that's when you're actually going to pick up some more stocks, and you will do well if you do that.
Sean, thanks for your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back to kick off the second hour with Chris Martinson.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.